1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Kathleen Traynor said she felt sick to her stomach after reading excerpts from a new book about Timothy McVeigh and the Oklahoma City bombing. Thank you for making him a martyr, she said Thursday, mockingly addressing its authors. There has been a book written about Timothy McVeigh. It's called American Terrorist, Timothy McVeigh and the Oklahoma City Bombing. And it was written by whoever. Who are the people that wrote it? I don't know. A couple of people. Lou Michael and Dan Herbick. And apparently it purports to tell the story of McVeigh, I guess from a standpoint that many of the victims of that bombing find to be a little bit too pro-McVeigh or too much of an advocacy of that man as a human being. Austin Amarca is a Gulf War veteran and a former supply sergeant in the Gulf War with the United States Army. We're talking to him from his home in Lancaster. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Amarca, because we wanted to talk to you about the Gulf War and what effects it might have had on Timothy McVeigh and subsequent actions that he's admitted to in this book of having planted that bomb at the federal building in Oklahoma City.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I guess the question I'd ask you is, during the Gulf War, what was the specific experience that you could point to that might have caused this guy to just go cuckoo?
Well, I think there's a lot of us who spent time in the United States Army and the United States Marine Corps Navy and the U.S. Armed Forces during the Gulf War who did not succumb to any aberrant behavior. I think in McVeigh's case, it's obvious that he did. I know during the Gulf War, during Operation Desert Shield, there was a lot of pressure on the troops in the months leading up to Desert Storm. There was low morale, there was boredom. At one time, General Powell had to come to Saudi Arabia where we were being staged and talk to the troops about keeping our morale high at that time.
There was no alcohol allowed over there in Saudi Arabia, was there?
No, as there is not now. Women were forbidden. Alcohol was not allowed. A lot of GIs got into trouble, and I can recall MPs had a problem with these guys. They would take camel droppings, stool, if you will,
and camel droppings.
Right, and put it into paper bags, and set it on fire, and put it in front of the houses in outside of Riyadh, and ring the doorbell and then run. It's juvenile, and it should not have happened, but a lot of GIs did that. I think Tim McVeigh was deeply affected by that. I don't think that Timothy McVeigh was a bad soldier. I don't think that he's a bad person. I think what happened to him is he let a lot of the practical jokes that he learned in the Army get out of hand.
Well, surely that his philosophy was that it was anti-government.
I don't believe that it was. I think he found himself cornered into that. I think the bombing at the federal building in Oklahoma City has a lot of the same earmarks of these practical jokes that a lot of these GIs would play in Saudi Arabia.
You mean, so they take now this is a common joke, taking cat dew or dog dew and putting it into a bag, putting it in front of somebody's front porch, setting it on fire, the person comes outside and then steps on it and puts it out.
Steps on it, puts it out, right.
And these GIs would ring the doorbell and run away.
They'd run down the street long enough just to see the person come out. And a lot of these homes, obviously, Saudi Arabians lived in them. They wore the native caftan dress of the Saudi people. And so they not only were stepping on it with the sandal, but they'd also get it on their long gowns. And
So what has this got to do with Timothy McVeigh?
Well, if you look at the M.O. in the Oklahoma City bombing, what he did was he used a fertilizer bomb, a kind of dog dew paper bag bomb that he set off. I'm sure he hoped to see the same thing. Somebody come up.
Now, wait a minute. He comes up with a truckload of fertilizer. I guess that was...
It was a fertilizer bomb, yes, sir.
And tried to set it on fire in the hopes that somebody would step on it and it would be funny.
That would be funny, yeah. If you're stepping on a dog dew, if you light a bag of dog dew on fire and someone steps on it, they get the dew stuck to their foot. And think that what Tim was trying to do is to take those simple games we learned in Saudi Arabia, lighting a bag of camel dew on fire and putting it out in front of a Saudi Arabian's house, ring the doorbell and run, have the guy come out and step on it. I think in his own way, he was trying to evolve that joke. And I think it had a very, very tragic end.
Wait a minute. Tim McVeigh was an anti-government, right-wing terrorist, a guy with leanings to the militia side of life, some kind of a neo-Nazi.
I believe that eventually his philosophy went that way, but I think if you look at what he did in Saudi Arabia and you look at what he did in Oklahoma City, what you're really talking about is a practical joke that Tim was trying to evolve.
When you talk about evolving this joke, you take it a bag.
You take a regular bag, yes, sir.
And you fill it full of, like, cat crap or dog crap.
Yes, sir.
You light it on fire, put it in front of someone's door, ring the doorbell, and then run, and they come out and step on it.
They come out and step on it. Yes, sir.
And the joke is what? That they're stepping in crap?
Yeah, that they got it on their shoe. What I think Tim was doing was evolving that to a larger scale. It wasn't just dog dew now, it was cow fertilizer. And the fertilizer he was going to use to ignite. And I think that his thing...
I mean, well, who's going to come up to a burning fertilizer and put their... I don't understand.
I don't either. But somehow he thought it would be funny to see a bunch of people try to put burning cow dung out.
And instead it exploded.
Instead it exploded, yes, sir. I think this is a young man who needed direction during his time in the Army. I think he didn't get that direction. And as a result, I think a lot of his time was spent in meaningless and useless practical jokes, which eventually have led to this horrible bombing in Oklahoma City and the end of his life. He probably thought it'd be funny for people to be covered in cow dew. And that's what I...
So the evolution of the joke is not stepping in it, it's being covered in it.
Yes, sir, being covered in it. And it all went tragically wrong.
We're talking to Austin Amarca. He's a Gulf War veteran. And how old are you, Austin?
I'm 39 years old, sir.
And you were a supply sergeant?
I was a supply sergeant, United States Army.
All right, and you were, excuse me, you were in Saudi Arabia during Desert Shield?
During Desert Shield.
Okay, our number is 1-800-449-8686. A new book out called American Terrorist, Timothy McVeigh and the Oklahoma City Bombing, which is getting a lot of criticism from the survivors of the people who died in that blast, and basically saying that this just gives this guy a platform. Why is he talking about all this anti-government stuff right now?
I think that he finally realized that he was in a corner. I think he realized that there was no getting out of it. And so he's just copping to a lot of stuff that everybody wants him to cop to. He's saying he's anti-government. He's saying, yeah, I don't care. He's trying to be tough because he's in jail and he's scared. He's scared that a practical joke has led him to the death house. And I can't remember the last time. If you blow up a whoopee cushion and someone sits on it and it makes a fart noise, you don't expect you're going to go to the gas chamber.
I would expect if a whoopee cushion blew up and blew someone apart.
Yes, sir, they would deserve it. But I don't think anybody who goes after a practical joke thinks...
So the whole thing here is you're saying this is a practical joke based on your experience in the Gulf?
Based upon what I saw, that these guys would fill up these bags with camel crap, light it on fire, and that's what it would be.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, talking to Austin Amarca about Timothy McVeigh and what his motives might have been in the Oklahoma City bombing, and what Mr. Amarca is telling us is decidedly different from what we've heard, that it was a practical joke based on lighting crap in a paper bag on fire and having Saudi Arabians come out of their house and step on it so that it would get all over their...
Yeah, it would get all over their gowns and stuff.
And now he wanted to see people covered in cow crap. Unbelievable. Calvin on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
I'd just like to say I think this guy is kind of off in left field. He's promoting something like that. I think he's trying to make this guy look like some sort of a hero.
The guy's a hero at all. I think he's an idiot.
What would you come up with something about, like, burning, you know, something in a sack like that? That you're going to have kids going out trying such as that.
Kids already do. I mean, I don't know where you're from, but kids already light bags of crap on fire.
Yeah, but they're going to catch your pants on fire, and you're going to have kids running around with their britches on fire. You're going to have all kinds of problems running on like that.
Well, you know something? They've been doing it for years, Calvin. I don't know where you've been, son, but they ain't caught their britches on fire yet. But one thing they did do, I remember
because it happened to me when I was a youngster, caught my pants on fire. My mama got, you know,
one thing they did do, Calvin, is they blew up a hole. They blew up the federal building. And that's the thing that I think you got to watch out for.
You think based upon putting cow crap in a bag, he blew up the federal building?
His desire to make a practical joke, yeah.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show. We're talking to Austin Amarca, who is a former supply sergeant in the United States Army, and he was in the Desert Shield operation. And we're talking to him about Timothy McVeigh in this book, American Terrorist, Timothy McVeigh and the Oklahoma City Bombing. A lot of the people who are survivors, the relatives, I should say, of people who were killed in this blast don't like this book. And they think that it promotes McVeigh's really twisted philosophy. You say it's no philosophy at all.
No, it's not a philosophy, Mr. Henry. It is a scared man who at one time might have been a very good soldier, got involved in a lot of practical jokes, got involved in a lot of stupid stuff.
Like lighting up bags of dog dew and putting it on people's front. So how do you get from lighting bags of dog dew to making huge fertilizer bombs out in front of a federal building?
Because I think Tim, and I think this is the thing about him, I think he wanted to evolve that joke. I mean, it had been going on for years. The dog dew joke has gone, it probably has its roots in mid-19th century Midwestern America. And eventually...
Okay, so, all right, the dog dew, meaning putting...
Putting dew in a bag and lighting it on fire, yeah. And I think Tim had come to a point where he wanted to see that joke evolve, and I think it had tragic consequences.
All right, here is Mark on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, I was just calling to say that there's no cow poop in that fertilizer bomb. It's a petroleum-derived product. It's a white powder.
Well,
it's extremely explosive, and everybody that reads those manuals knows that.
It has a basis in fertilizer.
No, it doesn't. It comes from oil and gas. It's just white powder.
Why do they call it a fertilizer bomb?
Because it's used for fertilizer. It's nitrogen. It's nitrogen derived from natural gas.
That's what I'm talking about.
And he poured diesel fuel on top of it to make it even more explosive.
To make it explosive, right? But that I think he believed that he had some kind of. He wanted to set a world record for the largest bag of crap set on fire.
Really? So what about all the shards of the trailer?
Wait a minute. What do you mean a world?
That he had it packed in?
Exactly. What do you mean a world record?
I'm just theorizing.
Well, say it is cow poop and it does blow up. What happens to the trailer that it's inside of? Pieces of that go everywhere and kill people just the same.
I think that
the man was trying to kill people.
I think he was very stupid. There's no doubt about it.
No, but are you hearing what this caller's saying? He was trying to kill. You said there were shards of glass inside of that?
I'm saying the trailer. Say it is cow poop in there. Just
right.
And it explodes inside of a U-Haul trailer.
Yes, sir.
The U-Haul trailer is going to be in pieces, and you know people are going to be shrapnel. It's going to be awful.
I think it was absolutely tragic. Yes, sir. But I do not believe that Tim realized he was going to actually hurt people. You know, one of the things is that's been theorized is he forgot to take it out of the trailer before he ignited it.
So he's going to take out half dozen 50-gallon drums full of fertilizer there in the middle of the street in Oklahoma City?
I believe so. I'm not familiar with exactly how much he had inside of there.
Well, Mark, you're familiar
with... Let's put it this way. He had to haul it in the U-Haul truck.
Yes, sir.
It was tons of fertilizer.
Yeah, I think he forgot to take it out of the trailer.
You're basing all of this on the practical jokes of Army guys in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, lighting crap in bags and leaving it on doorsteps.
I'm telling you, the morale during Desert Shield was at an all-time low, if you recall.
I remember when General Powell went over and kicked some butt. Yeah, I remember all of that.
Well, a lot of these guys were doing stupid things. So I don't know what to tell you.
All right, thank you for your call. So going from lighting bags of camel crap to a fertilizer bomb, and he forgot to take it out of the trailer.
I think that was the most tragic mistake of all. Tim didn't realize how big of a blast this thing would cause. He was immature. It was just a childish prank that went awry. But do you really believe you ought to put a guy in the death house for that? I think the world record is 3 tons, and McVeigh had 5 tons.
A world record for what?
Doing one of these doo-doo bombs in front of a house.
Hello, is the caller there?
I'm right here.
Okay, we had a temporary problem with communication. Here is Daniel on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, how you doing tonight?
Yes, sir.
It's real simple. A practical joke, a prank, is just that. It's a practical joke. It's funny. This had no intention of being funny. McVeigh didn't set out to be humorous. It didn't set out to be a joke. It was intended to maim and kill.
Well, I mean, how can you say that without any practical knowledge of the situation?
Info is made for one simple reason, to blow up. That's
yes,
what they had in the truck.
I don't doubt that.
Info.
But
nothing else,
but
not
sir,
cow poop,
you realize,
not camel poop.
Well, sir, you realize, we make explosives to blow up, but not necessarily to kill people. We have explosives that will blow tree stumps out of the ground. We've got explosives that will demolish buildings. Tim, I know, was dealing with explosive material. This is a big step from lighting a bag with dog crap in it. I think he knew that.
Of course he knew it. He knew how much he was using. He knew what
right.
the effect would be. He knew that it wasn't a joke. As he was driving that truck in Oklahoma City on that day where he was going to the federal building, he knew the consequences.
And the guy in this book has come out and said that he realized that he's admitted his guilt.
I think that's just what he's doing. He's on death row. I think he's playing games with people's minds. Ted Bundy did the same damn thing. And this guy, Henry Lee Lucas, admitted to more murders than he ever committed. You have to realize the mind of a guy that's got nothing to lose. He's going to admit to all kinds of crimes.
Well, if Timothy McVeigh was telling the truth today, he'd be telling the story.
I think he would say, I am so sorry. This was a dog crap in a bag trick. That's all it was.
That's not true, okay?
Well,
I do not know McVeigh personally, okay? I've never met the man, but I've seen enough interviews, read enough interviews that he's given to know that he's not a stupid person, okay?
What he did
was a stupid act.
Yes, sir.
But the act itself was done by a very intelligent man.
I agree with that as well. I think all he wanted to have happen was people get showered with cow crap.
That's ridiculous, because he knew that Anfo is not cow crap. There was ammonium nitrate and fuel oil in that truck. He knew it. He knew what was going
to happen. But you get that from cow dung. You get it from cow crap. Look, I threw an M80 into the captain's toilet one time. I was peeling potatoes for a month. But I wasn't trying to kill him.
Okay, did you throw ammonium nitrate and fuel oil at the man? Of course not.
Not
what
to my knowledge.
Captain
not...
would be dead. He would be fragged, and you would be in Leavenworth.
I did not do that to my knowledge. But
what do you mean, not to your knowledge? You'd know if you threw that stuff.
All he has to say is, I'm kidding. I wish Tim would just say, I'm sorry, it was a joke.
That isn't going to help.
It's not going to bring back, 168
people? 168
people
dead. Hey, look, I'm sorry, it was a joke. I just wanted to shower you guys with cow crap.
I'll tell you what, when they dropped a needle in his arm, maybe the executioner go, oh, Tim, I'm sorry, it was a joke.
Wait a second, I think that's a hell of a thing to do to a guy that was just trying to liven things up.
Yeah, liven things up. Thank you, partner.
You know what? Okay, forget it.
What?
Oklahoma City, yeah, that's a real party down there. And here comes a guy trying to make things a little bit special for people.
He murdered 168 people.
He blew it, I agree, but he was trying to get something going. God,
because it's too boring in Oklahoma City.
Yes, sir, it is.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. There you go. The only reason why McVeigh did what he did is he was just trying to liven things up. Yeah, let me get this guy back. Put him back on, because I got to take a break here in a second. Mr. Remarca, are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
What do you mean, liven things up, okay? Now, there's one of the things you said to my producer earlier is that you thought that there was somebody else involved, but it wasn't nefarious?
No, what I said was that this might have been a stunt for one of the radio shows in Oklahoma City gone bad.
Hold on.
No, I swear to God.
1-800-449-8686. Yeah, a radio station stunt. It's the Phil Henry Show.
I just about pissed my pants when that happened.
400 falafels to who?
To our CO.
Okay, we're back. 1-800-449-8686. I'm talking here to Austin Amarca. He's a former supply sergeant with the United States Army during Desert Shield. He's talking about the practical jokes that these guys would pull on each other, the American soldiers over there, to fend off the boredom and the low morale of the days leading up to the desert, Desert Storm. During the days of Desert Shield, you guys had 400 falafels delivered to your CO. You say that you TP'd the tent of the Saudi commander.
That's correct. We used to do the warm water, you know, put the hand. I mean, I don't know if you want me to tell you.
Go ahead.
We would put like the hands of some of these other guys in warm water and watch them. You know.
What they do? Pee in their pants?
Yeah. They pee their pants. One time we took out an ad in the Riyadh Weekly about, it's a personal ad about, you know, fetishes and all that stuff. And we signed a couple of guys' names to it. So, I mean, and we'd do the poo, and we'd do the poo bombs.
Well, what you're saying is that Timothy McVeigh was immersed in a culture of GIs bored leading up to Desert Storm. So they would fill paper bags full of camel crap, light them on fire, put them on the doorsteps of private homes in Riyadh, and wait for the person to come to the door, and then they'd step it out.
They'd step it out, yeah.
And then they get crap all over their foot.
Right. And I think Tim knew that joke was needed a little evolution. And
I don't care. You say that joke's 150 years old. I don't know, okay? I mean...
Well, it is. If you look into... there's two books. The Bill Bellamy Practical Jokes of America will tell you that the crap in the bag joke... goes back to Chicago, actually goes back to Gary, Indiana, 1851.
And whatever. Did he read this book?
Yeah, Tim loved that book. And he would always say, one of these days I'm going to make the crap joke better. One of these days I'm going to make that paper bag, I don't know what, you know. And he'd always talked about it. And in his spare time, he would chart it, he would graph it out. How could I make that cow crap in the paper bag joke really go somewhere? And I thought he was out of his mind, but...
So now he fills up canisters with fertilizer, blows up the federal building, and you say that was taking the crap joke to the next level.
Yes, sir. He took it to the next level, all right.
Good Lord.
I'm not condoning it, sir. I'm saying it was crazy, it was wrong, but I don't think he's a bad man.
I think he's a bad man, and I think that...
How can you judge him?
I judge him because there's people dead. 1-800-449-8686. Tim, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I'm just calling to say that your guest there, he's an idiot. It makes no sense what he's saying. The guy knew the destructive force of the material that he was using.
Yes, sir.
Because of the Texas City explosion, they had a German freighter full of the same stuff.
Of the what explosion? What
explosion
is that?
The Texas City explosion. It's only one of the biggest... disasters in American history. It killed hundreds and hundreds of people and almost demolished the whole town.
Never heard of it.
What is it again? Texas City?
Texas City explosion.
Oh, yeah. That's what year was that again? That was...
It was like 1945 because
right.
My grandfather was
listening.
A firefighter that was in it, and my dad, my grandmother barely escaped.
Well, imagine a guy loading up a tractor trailer full of about, say, 5 tons of cow crap. That stuff explodes, my friend. That's gonna make you. That's gonna make a whole city stink.
Well, did he just light a paper bag and run away from it? No, he had a detonation device.
Well, that's true.
Okay, then. So you tell me that with a detonation device, they were gonna go outside and stomp it out? No, they weren't. And he knew what he was doing. It was an act of terrorism, blatant. And so after
let me
that,
ask
it's,
you
not,
a question.
It's not a practical joke. He wasn't trying to liven things up by killing people.
Well,
that
sir,
was not funny at all.
No, sir,
and,
I agree.
If it would have just blew up out there and only killed a couple of people out on the sidewalk, would that have made things a little bit funnier?
No, sir, I think it's a practical joke. As I said to Mr. Henry, what I think happened was, I think Tim, you know, being in Oklahoma City, I don't know if you've ever been there, but I got to tell you something, my man, Oh, Jesus, you really hope for anything to happen,
well,
you know?
Well, where do you live?
Where do I? Well, I live in Lancaster, California, but I originally come from Austin, Texas. I've been to...
All right.
Okay?
Because I live in Texas, too. And,
yes, sir.
This makes no sense whatsoever.
Growing up in Texas, you know as well as I do some of the things we used to do, like cow tipping and all that kind of nonsense, and we'd also light bags full of crap.
But I never actually went out there and lit a bomb and
well, no,
a,
you did, you didn't,
federal
but,
building and tried and killed 168 people. I've never really done that.
What Tim did is he went downtown one day. He says, "Man, this place could let's get this party started." So he wanted to get a shower of cow crap to get this thing, and unfortunately, people died.
But it
died.
Wasn't cow crap; it was an explosive. Even though it is used as fertilizer, which manure is used for, it is not. Cow crap. It is not something you're going to go out,
right.
Step on and get on your shoe and go, dang, I got some ammonite on my shoe.
Let me ask you, let's just compare notes. How many bags of dog dew have you lit?
None.
None?
None.
Son, I've done probably about 50 to 55 dog crap bombs in my day.
Really? How many people have you killed doing that?
Thank God I haven't killed nobody.
Well,
I did about 25 of them in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. We were legendary. Because you usually see some of them guys with the towels wrapped around their head stamping out the...
Okay, who cares, all right?
Stomping it out.
What,
that's
you
the
know,
whole point.
Yeah.
Are they going to go stomp it out with a detonation device?
Well, that's what
and
Tim
if they would have got the amyl nitrate with the white powder on their shoe, would it have been funny?
Exactly. And I think what you're saying is, here's this guy, Tim McVeigh. He didn't know that this nitrate crap, whatever that is, Tim...
Well, he heard nitrate crap. He thought it was crap.
He thought it was cow crap he was blowing up.
He thought it would turn into... You know as well as I do that there is a certain kind of chemical reaction that...
All of a sudden, this gaseous material is going to turn into cow dung and rain down on people.
That's what I think he thought, yeah.
All right, listen.
He's not only a terrorist, he's an idiot.
I'll give you that. He's an idiot.
All right, and what do you mean he sat around night after night trying to evolve the dog crap in the bag joke?
That's what he was telling me. So I don't know.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. So you're telling me that this guy, McVeigh, wanted to take the dog crap in the paper bag lit on fire joke to a new level.
That's what I seriously believe. Haven't you ever lit anything that comes out of a rear end? I mean, all these kids that...
Never mind.
Lighting farts, all that. All this stuff, there wasn't enough to do in Desert Storm. Sometimes we lit our own gas. That's how sad it was. That's how lonely it was. And that's how much we needed... the help stateside that we eventually did get.
Yeah, I know. I saw all the ads because you guys needed Pop-Tarts and all of that stuff.
It was just a little bit of home is all.
Dale, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
How do you call children collateral damage if it's a practical joke? Claim it as a quote in the book that you were disappointed that the building wasn't destroyed. Which part of that is a practical joke?
Well, it's all bull crap.
What?
It's all the book's all bull crap.
Okay, so he did not make that direct quote.
No, he made it, but he was joking. And the problem with Tim is people never know, you know, when to take him seriously.
Man,
what do you mean he was joking? Are you telling me he lied to these two reporters from the Buffalo News about everything?
That's Tim. You had to know him. He's out of his mind. I mean, this guy is a barrel of laughs. And I'll tell you something, if he could have stayed out of jail, he would have made Oklahoma City a fun place to be.
The only good news about that, then, he's laughing himself into the death penalty.
Yeah,
that's
he blew
the
it.
Good news about the whole thing.
He blew it. He blew it. I know he blew it. But this guy's always trying to make a joke going. And that's the whole thing.
It's going
to
be on him May 16th.
Have you ever lit any bags full of dog crap?
No. You know,
well,
personally,
you
I
know?
Have a lot better things to do with my time.
How do you know what I'm talking about, then?
I know a lot about what you're talking about because I've seen idiots like you do stuff like that.
So you've
have you ever tried, maybe while you were in Saudi Arabia, did you try maybe opening a book and bettering yourself? Now, there would have been a hell of an idea instead of lighting bags full of crap.
No, sir, I did not.
Yeah. Read a book instead of sneaking up to some guy's front door, lighting a bag full of crap and running away and seeing some guy come out in a bed sheet or whatever and stomp it out.
I'm sorry.
Well,
it's just
you know,
this is an idiot conversation that this guy.
I think you guys, you know, don't know how to have fun. All Tim wanted to do was have a couple of giggles.
And children are collateral damage.
Well, I don't know about that. I think that's very sad. But man, you should have seen him in the old days. We light that bag of crap and run. I'll tell you.
Yeah, that's real great.
I bet the night before
I got to go.
You know what I think? The night before they
ridiculous.
Drop the wet sponge on his head, he's going to say, I was only kidding, let me go. And
they ain't letting him go. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. I just hung up on the guest. Well, that's fine. That's good. Screw him. It's the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Stadium, it's Dodger Baseball. It's on the air. Dodger Baseball brought to you by the California State Psychiatric Centers. Remember what we say at CSPC. Boy, do you need help. And by your Southern California Prozac dealer. Making everyday bland since 1987. And by the new 2001 Civil, a great car for all 15 of you. Well, thanks again, everybody. This is Ross Porter along with Rick Monty here at Dodger Stadium. The Dodgers are going to try to get up off the mat of a big National League Western Division game here, a series this weekend. And you can hear the crowd. Well, they're really excited and agitated, even though the game hasn't even started yet. As the Dodgers take on a team of high school shooters. And here's Rick Monty to tell you more.
All right, you are. Welcome, everybody. This is Rick Monty along with Ross Porter. And today the Dodgers are going to take on a ball club of kids that have murdered their own classmates. Have the lineup here for you. Andy Williams, of course, warming up out there.
Not that the singer, is it?
No, that's not the singer. That's the kid who shot all those...
I said Santee.
That's right. Also, Jason Hoffman. Playing first base and batting left-handed Dylan Klebold. In right field, a good young kid. A nice young form on him, Eric Harris. Out of Columbine.
Third year man in Columbine.
Out of Heath High School, Michael Carneal. And, of course, batting cleanup from Pearl High School, Luke Woodham.
Got to be an interesting ball game with these young high school shooters. Good, young, tough kids. Got some good stuff. They'll be taking on a Dodger team that's trying to get up off the mat here in the National League Western Division. And, of course, that'll be a Dodger team that includes Goodwin, Rubelay, Sheffield. On the mound, we'll have Gagne, Orozco, Adams, Grissom, Fetters, Shaw, Nunez, Olson, Fetters, Foster, Garcia, Herges.
All right.
Hold on, the crowd just ended. All right, back. Just went out for something to eat. And without further ado, here is the voice of the Los Angeles Dodgers in his own mind, Rick Monty. Rick?
Well, thanks so very much, Ross. And hi, everybody. The Rick Monty. Here's the Dodgers trying to get up off the mat against this team of high school shooters. And don't forget, on April the 21st, it's Bat Day here at Dodger Stadium. Everybody, come on out and spend more money than you want to here at Dodger Stadium. No longer the best buy in town. All right, here comes little Andy Williams. Andy Williams, about 5'10", about 140 pounds. Here's a 22. With great aplomb, of course, bats from the right side. Here's the windup, and on the mound, of course, is Gagne. And here is the windup, and the first pitch swung on. All right, well, looks like they need a new pitcher, so we'll take time out here from Dodger Stadium as they change pitchers. Gagne laying bleeding from the mouth on the mound. With the score, Dodgers nothing, the high school shooters nothing. We'll be right back after this announcement. Say, fans, June 16th is Cap and Glove Night. Bring the kids out. The first 50,000 people through the turnstiles will be given caps and gloves and free tickets to the next night's game. That's Cap and Glove Night, June 16th. Now here's Ross Porter. Ross?
All right, as we go to another part of the first inning with nobody out and nobody on base. Ross a little winded. Had a sushi bar last night, didn't you?
Well, that's all sucky.
I don't know how it is. All right, here comes our next batter now for the high school shooters, and that'll be, of course, Jason Hoffman. Jason Hoffman at Granite Hills High. Jason is going to be stepping in right now against the Dodger pitching that has been decimated recently from gunshot wounds. But and this is Shaw on the mound. Here's the windup. And the... All right, he falls.
That looks like he's dead.
Yeah, he's dead. All right. I will take time out as we make a pitching change here at Dodger Stadium with the score, Dodgers nothing, high school shooters nothing. Say, fans, August 12th is bat night. Everybody gets a free fruit bat. Get out of here. Anyway, come on to the ball club, folks. That's bat night, August 12th, only at Dodger Stadium. All right, so the last two pitchers have been shot dead in cold blood, and that brings up Dylan Klebold. Now, Dylan's a guy... Well, there goes another one. I'm going to take timeout with the score. Dodgers nothing and the high school shooters nothing. Here's Rick Mundy.
Say, fans, don't miss Dodger Stadium on September the 23rd. There won't be a game here. So all the better reason to come on out to Dodger Stadium. What a great place to be when they're not playing baseball.
All right, so let's see. We've got three Dodger pitchers, and now we'll come up with another pitcher for the Dodgers, and that would be Fetters. Fetters up to face Michael Carneal from Heath High School. Michael swinging 34-ounce bat there for the right side. 333 hitter. All right, he leans in. Kind of crowding the plate there. As Fetters looks in for the sign, goes into the windup. He never got through his windup. He's dead.
All right, we'll have a pitching change, and we'll be right back after these words.
Say, fans, on September the 12th, it's ball night. They'll actually play with a baseball. All right, let's see. The Dodgers are getting another pitcher ready. And while they get that pitcher ready, here's a word from our sponsor.
So listen, fans, don't miss basketball night. Come out to Dodger Stadium. You'll get a free basketball. There might even be a Laker game going. So come on out to Dodger Stadium. Sometimes the Lakers play here.
All right, that brings up Andy Williams, kid from Santee, already murdered one pitcher. He's on the mound now. He's going to face kind of interesting Dodger pitcher with a great future. This kid, we really love this kid, Jeff Williams. Jeff Williams, 28 years of age, great stuff, so much hope, so much pride, and a great young pitcher. We're really looking forward to a great long career from a guy. Okay, he's out.
All right, we'll take time out, and this word from our sponsor.
Today, why don't you come out to the ball game tomorrow? There ought to be a game going. I don't know. I'll be here, and Rick will be here, too.
No, I won't be here.
Why's that? All right, Rick's dead. Okay. Now, the next pitcher for the Dodgers. Ah, screw it. Who wants it?
That's the best game I've heard, man. All the Dodger pitchers come in and get shot. That's, we forgot about October 15th being ball gag night. And the next game will be Cat of Nine Tails night, so don't miss that one either. Hey, and don't forget, tomorrow we're going to be out at, say fans, no, anyway, tomorrow we'll be at Yankee Doodles, and that will be, of course, in Woodland Hills, 21870 Victory Boulevard. For more information, you can go to philhenryshow.com. But please be mindful of the fact that we've got $6.40 lunch specials. The beers are 64 cents, Craig. I got to let you know about that. I had to call Craig on the hotline this morning as soon as I found that one out. 64-cent beers tomorrow. We'll be there from noon to 2, and we'll be signing a special edition of our vinyl picture disc and our CD, and all of the money goes to my friend's place, which is a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. If you'd like to order the CD online, or if you want to order the CD over the telephone, I should say, you can call 877-616-PHIL. That's 877-616-PHIL.
Phil Hendry.
I thought that was what I was going to get. Anyway, 877-616-PHIL, $20 for the CD, $3.50 shipping and handling. 1-800-4-686-PHIL-HENDRY-SHOW.